A voice right there that has not been featured here on Girly So Groovy for at least a decade, if not 15, maybe even 20 years. I am talking about gifted singer, songwriter, Victoria Williams, who brings a uniquely impressionistic lyrical style that is fused with a childlike sense of wonder of the world and just a distinctive voice. It's one of those voices that is certainly polarizing. I feel like in some ways that set was made up of three musicians who have polarizing vocal styles. But the song we heard from Victoria Williams is My Ally. That's coming from her 1994 album Loose. In the middle, it is Music, who ranked number one last year when we counted down the 10 best albums of 2023, our top 10 girly so grooviest albums of the year. Our winner was New York City cartoonist and singer and songwriter Joanna Sternberg. She is certainly somebody that's voice can be polarizing. It is just a long time since I have come across a musician as authentic, as original, as vulnerable as Joanna Sternberg. This will definitely not please everyone, but the music certainly pleases me. The new album is called I've Got Me. We heard the song I Will Be With You. And starting that set, it is a cover of the Neil Young song After the Gold Rush, this time done by punk legend Patti Smith. You can find on Patti Smith's most recent album. The album is called Banga. Now, I use the term recent loosely. I want to say Banga came out 2012, so it's a while. And, you know, I'm curious if Patti Smith will release a new album. I don't know. She is at an age where she could definitely relax and rest on an incredible catalog of music, but also she's still definitely knocking one out of the ballpark. And it's rare that this gay man uses sports metaphors like that. There you go. That's about it. All right. Looking at the clock, we've got time for a bit more music. Charlotte Cornfield is one of those folk rock musicians who's got her own in the world and distinct and vocal style, just like Joanna Sternberg and Victoria Williams. So how about we dive into a little bit of Charlotte Cornfield right now here on You know it. You love it. I love it. Girly So Groovy.
Didn't think I would dream about you. Still, after the power went out, your mail stopped coming to my house. Still, I dream of you. And I dream in kitchen walls too, and the seams of the drawers that came unglued. Now the thing that we never had a chance to do. I dream of, and I dream of the hours I'll never get back, trying to discern fiction from fact, to seduce you and wildly succeeding. I dream of, and I dream of the memory of you leaving, and the web of lies you were weaving, and the failure by design of the image of you I had in my mind, and the pedestal I put you on, and all the things that I would have done to keep you.
Song to ease your anxious mind. makes our house a home. Will there come a day you change your tune, my dear? Will there come a night when it's long? And if you leave, just leave me here to dream. Rest in deep on sheets that smell like you. And if you leave, just leave me here to dream. Me pretend that you are mine. Oh, 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 oh. Take me in your arms. Will this be the song you're anxious? Will this be the song to mend this lonesome heart? And if you leave, rest in deep on sheets that smell like you. Leave, God, dream.
This is listener-supported radio, and this show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. Music right there from Vancouver and the Bright Sides. The song is called Change Your Tune. That comes from an EP she released just last year. The EP being Leaving Again, Vanessa D and the Bright Sides. In the middle, it is music from a singer-songwriter who uses folk music to look at both dark and light between it. Steph Green is her name. Her latest release is called Lore, L-O-R-E. We heard the song Whole. And then starting things off, it is Charlotte Cornfield, indie folk rock musician who does this weird, like, eats soul in a folky kind of way and does it oh so well. Charlotte Cornfield's most recent album is called Could Have Done Anything. She's on a tour this April. It looks like she is touring through California, making her way up to Vancouver April 28th at Lanalus, and then continuing touring on across the U.S. She'll be in Detroit May 11th at Elk Club for our Windsor and Detroit listeners. And then she'll be in Chicago the next night, May 12th, for our Chicago listeners. So there you go. Charlotte Cornfield on the road. Well, speaking of on the road, that's where we need to get to. We are at the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy. It breaks my heart. Promise you, I am already dreaming and scheming up a set list for next week. You know, we need to do sometime before April is over. We need to also think about Trailblazer series. So far this year, we have done Billie Holiday. We have done Patsy Cline. And we also did something a little bit different for February. If you remember, choosing one groundbreaker, we chose a genre. And we looked at groundbreakers within that genre. So we did gospel groundbreakers in February. You know, it is always open for your suggestions of which groundbreakers or trailblazers you think we should feature in our monthly series here on Girlies. You can just send any requests. You can do all of that through our social media. Find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. You can ask Joe. You know, last year when we did that monthly series, you messaged me some fantastic suggestions. And we definitely tried to pull them into the year-long series. There's actually some leftovers still from ones that you recommended last year I'd like to see featured again. But of course, I am always open to no breakers. It'd be great to zero in on 1 month here on the show. Also, if you want to stay in touch with the show all week long, don't forget Girly So Groovy is available for free listening on the internet. Simply go to the website Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, where you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy waiting for you to press a play and party at your leisure. All right, friends, whether it's been a few minutes, a full 2 hours, or nearly 23, if you tuned in for any of that, I cannot thank you enough. This show would be nothing without you. This show would not be able to exist for near without fans like you. 23 years, we have been featured in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor on CJAM 99.1 FM. And since then, Groovy is now syndicated across Canada and into the United States. In addition to Detroit, you can find Girly So Groovy in LaGrange, Illinois, just out of Chicago. We're in British Columbia in Shuswap, Burnaby, Nanaimo, and Kamloops. We are in addition to Windsor, we are also in Ontario in Thunder Bay, Sudbury, and Kingston. In New Brunswick, we can be found in St. John, Fredericton. We're in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And then, of course, that eastern tippy tip of Canada in Bombay, Newfoundland. However you choose to listen, whether it's mixed anywhere in the world or on this particular community or campus station, I can't thank you enough. It just gives me a thrill to know that Girly being heard over the place. And I hope you get a kick out of this 2 hour mixtape week after week as much as I do. Wrapping things up right now, I'm going to leave you with one last track. I am going to leave you with music from Claire Couplin. Claire Couplin is a fresh new folk voice out of Toronto. She has been making music, I would say, for, you know, I really shouldn't say new, to be honest. She's been making music for almost a decade now, coming out of Toronto as part of that indie folk rock. Her latest album is called New Light. I'm going to leave you with an aptly titled song about how I feel about you, the loyal listener. This is Claire Couplin right now here on So Groovy.
Just for you, and planted it in the garden. I hoped one day that it nestled in the branches. Ooh. I climbed a mountain just for you, and etched your name on the side.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, City. Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. Today, we are thrilled to feature a musician whose talent and artistry has elevated him to a level beyond being Canada's best-kept secret. William Prince's mesmerizing vocals and deeply meaningful lyrics have enthralled audiences worldwide, leading to critical acclaim and a dedicated fanbase. Since winning the Juno Awards for Roots Album of the Year in 2017, Prince's career has soared, firmly establishing him as one of Canada's most exceptional singer-songwriters. Through his haunting voice, poetic lyrics, and unwavering authenticity, Prince has won the hearts of fans worldwide. As he continues to make waves on the international stage, there is no doubt that his star will continue its ascent. Prince of Winnipeg, formerly hailing from Peguis First Nation in Manitoba, has a deep-rooted connection to music that stems from his childhood. Growing up amid a lively atmosphere of his service, he was exposed to various artists and styles including Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Michael Jackson, and the iconic Merle Haggard. It was the profound impact of country Christopherson, Hank Snow, and notably Johnny Cash that captivated Prince's musical sensibilities. His upbringing on Peguis Nation and exposure to diverse artists have utterly influenced his artistic trajectory, shaping him into the passionate musician he is today. His extraordinary achievements include releasing four albums, winning a